From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. The number of migrants crossing illegally into Hungary dropped steeply on Tuesday, while a few dozen were reported to have crossed into Croatia from Serbia. The Hungarian government said Wednesday that only 366 illegal entrants were rounded up on Tuesday, the first day of operation for Hungary's strict new laws punishing people who enter the country illegally. On Monday, police said a record 9,380 migrants crossed into Hungary. VOA correspondent Luis Ramirez is in the southern German city of Munich.
Now, police are saying that the rate of migrants has slowed to about 1,800 per day. That's since Monday, when Germany started imposing border controls, and that greatly decreased the numbers. Now, to tell you what they were before, they just over the weekend, the last Friday, Saturday, Sunday, saw 20,000 people come in those 3 days. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Munich.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad blamed Western nations for the surge of refugees who've left his country and made their way to Europe, saying the West has supported terrorism since the beginning of the Syrian crisis.
Actually, those refugees left Syria because of the terrorism, mainly because of the terrorists and because of the killing. And second, because of the result of terrorism. When you have terrorism, you have the destruction of the infrastructure, you won't have the basic needs of living.
The Syrian conflict has forced half of Syrians from their homes. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations released a report Wednesday saying Sri Lanka cannot rely on its own justice system and instead should use a special court to achieve accountability for violations that took place during the country's 26-year civil war. The recommendation came as part of a report on what the UN Human Rights Office said were possible war crimes and crimes against humanity during the conflict that pitted government forces against rebels seeking independence for the nation's Tamil minority. The fighting killed up to 100,000 people, according to widely accepted estimates. Chinese President Xi Jinping next week will make his first state visit to the U.S., according to a White House statement that was released on Tuesday. The trip comes at a time of increasing disagreement between Washington and Beijing. The statement said that the visit, which follows Obama's trip to Beijing in November, will include a lavish state dinner at the White House that will be attended by the spouses of both leaders. Billionaire businessman and media personality Donald Trump will be center stage among 11 top contenders at Wednesday's second 2016 Republican presidential debate at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library near Los Angeles. With Trump maintaining a large lead in numerous voter opinion polls, most of his rivals are expected to aggressively engage him during the nationally televised event in order to boost their mediocre standing. But Trump has relished attacking many of his rivals on the campaign trail. Retired brain surgeon Ben Carson has steadily risen in voter opinion polls over the last month and is in a strong second place behind Trump. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden's national security advisor said Tuesday that despite the best efforts of opponents to demonize the Iran nuclear deal, the U.S. is moving forward with the agreement. Republicans in Congress have staunchly opposed the agreement reached in July between Iran and a group that includes the U.S., Britain, China, France, Russia, and Germany. Lawmakers got 60 days to review the terms and either vote for or against the deal, but Republicans have so far failed in their bid to advance a resolution to reject it. The International Olympic Committee has announced 5 finalists to host the 2024 Summer Olympic Games. The 4 European cities of Budapest, Hamburg, Paris, and Rome, and the U.S. West Coast city of Los Angeles. The IOC made its announcement soon after midnight, the Tuesday deadline for the contenders. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, called the finalists outstanding cities. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.